York.
Good morning, Colin. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning? So excited to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How, won't you tell us a little bit about this partnership that you struck with this the Employment for Skills and Development in Africa program?
Sure thing. Triggerfish has been operating in the animation sector for longer than most in South Africa. It's in fact just celebrated its 25th anniversary. And one of the initiatives that it's gotten off the ground in the last few years is various kind of philanthropic outreach initiatives through its foundation. And one of the offshoots of this is developing an academy to help people enter the industry and continue to develop professionally as they work in the industry, because it's an industry that is based very much on experience. Things are constantly changing. There's new software, new techniques. So it's about getting into the industry and then continuously improving as you grow in your career. So we've set up this academy to help people enter the industry and make a living, because it's never been a better time to enter the animation industry.
Why is that? What's changed about the animation industry? Is it just a much wider sort of acceptance of it or application of it? Is it the AI virtual reality world that's really increased the opportunity set?
It's kind of all of those things and more. So technology keeps growing. So as you mentioned, things like virtual reality and other big improvements in technology are making it more and more accessible. You know, when I entered the industry, you know, two decades ago or more, you know, just getting a computer that could do anything that was worth showing to people was very expensive. And now, you know, pretty much any computer or even a cell phone will allow you to practice basic animation skills. And along with that, of course, the global technology environment has improved tremendously. So all of the things that have allowed the industry to keep going during COVID and lockdown, in fact, grow incredibly over the last 2 years, because while most industries suffered, animation could just simply move all of its processes online.
Right.
Everything was pretty much online anyway. Whether you were sitting in an office next to somebody, you were still putting your work on a server so that they could pick it up and continue the process. So that all just moved online. Communication works well. And of course, the distribution for the finished product is now, you know, driven by things like Netflix and Disney Plus.
Right.
So there's very little barriers. In fact, there's never been a bigger hunger and appetite for content.
So this is a really exciting moment, right? You're talking about a resilient and growing industry, and you're making more room. 10,000 school leavers will have the opportunity to be exposed to this, to the industry, possibly empowering 6,000 creatives, and providing some 200 more jobs. How would I participate if I am about to leave school and I want to be a part of this? And when does it kick off?
So it has already kicked off, I suppose the thing to do is just start getting involved. So we have a website that has several courses introducing animation skills and techniques, and we've just launched a series on animation editing, which is surprisingly different from editing live action. Uses the same skill set, but the process is very different. And we're going to be continuing over the next few years through this funding agreement with E4D to produce this content. So that's all stuff that's freely available online that people can literally just access our website and get information. And then we're also running other programs and competitions and other ways for people to get involved. We actually have a current competition that is closing on the 14th of November, where people can, you know, if they can win a Wacom tablet, which is a lovely tool for use in creating artwork, and a half-hour session with one of the executive producers at Triggerfish, which in the industry is a lovely thing to be able to gain knowledge from someone more experienced. But the competition also invites people to show their work and network and get themselves exposed. So there's several ways to get involved. And then over the next few years, we're going to be developing more and more opportunities for people to network, find work opportunities and practice their skills.
Very exciting. Colin Payne, thank you so much. CEO at Triggerfish Academy. It's a teaching division of Triggerfish Animation. Go to triggerfish.com/academy to find out all that great information.